She asked me a series of questions, and the interview was over. As I exited her office, I turned around and said, "Ms. Martin, I know that I am not qualified like your other applicants, but please give me a chance. I learn quickly and can be a very productive member of your team." I thanked her and went home exhausted. Oh well, I thought, tomorrow would be another day. That evening, as I was getting ready for bed, I received a phone call from Ms. Martin. "Gina," she said, "you are not the most qualified applicant, but you have so much confidence in yourself that we decided to give you a chance to prove yourself." I screamed out loud, was jumping all over the room in disbelief. I could hear Ms. Martin laughing in the background. And suddenly I realized that Ms. Martin was still on the line. "Thank you, Ms. Martin. You will not regret this decision," I said, and hung up the phone. I got my wallet and took out my $2 bill. "Thanks, Mom. I am going to make it," I said out loud so my mother could hear me. At that instant, I remembered the time she pulled all of us into the living room and said, "You are brilliant in my mind, but if you fail once, don't give up. Don't fear failure. It is a way of getting us to try harder. You will succeed, I promise." I still think of Mom every day and still keep my $2 bill in my wallet. At a family reunion years later, I found out that my brothers and sisters all had a $2 bill in their wallet. We all laughed and talked about how special this gift from Mom had been to each and ever had reinforced the confidence Mom had instilled one of us. It led in us.